This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
You're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that always rocks the mic with the pantyhose.
We're here in our studio of sorts, which I think we've decided to call the podcast Cast Pod, but we're still open to suggestion. And it's June 10th?
10th,
yeah. June 10th. And we're here with Frank Lazzaro, who is heading up the Atlanta Urban Photography Exhibit. So he's going to talk about that. So I guess starting out, the usual question, what's the Atlanta Urban Photography Exhibit all about?
I started taking up photography about a year and a half ago. And as I started developing kind of my style of the kind of photography that I take, it started more gravitating towards, you know, the cityscape of Atlanta, street photography. And I joined a group called Flickr.com, and we pretty much have just a large collection of photographers there. And I decided that maybe it might be a good time to try to exhibit some of the neat images that have been taken over the last year and a half from several of the photographers that really, really show the landscape, the city, the urban side of Atlanta.
Well, I wish I had known about it ahead of time, because I've taken a crap ton of pictures in and around Atlanta. And but, you know, I'm not on Flickr, so I guess that makes me not as cool, maybe.
Yeah. You know what's interesting?
Yeah, pretty much.
If you're not on Flickr, you're not cool. No, I think when you look at when I joined Flickr, I mean, the Atlanta group in and of itself was maybe about 100 and some odd members.
Mm-hmm.
In the last year and so, I mean, it's up to about 580,
really?
590
wow.
people.
Oh, my
so,
God.
I mean,
that's amazing. I wasn't even aware of it.
No. So, I mean, you have a lot of people that have actually, you know, really jumped on the bandwagon, so to speak, of Flickr in and of itself. And you've seen a lot of people actually, their style and the quality of their photos have actually improved, you know, because within the community, we also do share a lot of techniques, and we do a lot of photo strolling, which is essentially where a group of people will meet at a particular part of town and just take pictures for the day in that area. And so the first one actually was here in Decatur. We did a Decatur photo stroll right around the whole square. And, you know, there's about 11 people at that one. I think the most recent one that I recall was downtown near Georgia Tech. They had almost 40 people there.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea this was all going on.
I had no idea.
I guess we do the equivalent of photo strolls, but it's just the two of us. We go somewhere and take pictures of stuff for about an hour.
Yeah. So when I started looking at the pictures that were there, my personal preference is really like the urban street, cityscape. And Atlanta has really come a long way in terms of growing as a city. I've been in Atlanta maybe about 11 years now. And it's gone from, you know, it seems to me like a smaller city coming from a larger city to being more of a bigger city. There's a lot of stuff within Atlanta, you know, that you can go. I personally like the fourth Ward, which is down by Auburn Avenue, Edgewood.
Yeah.
When you start looking at that, there's just so much history. There's so much just liveliness around that city. There's a lot of people that walk around downtown, and it's just very interesting, very unique people, very unique aspects. And we also have a very big graffiti scene, which I don't think a lot of people do know, that there is a lot of graffiti, very talented graffiti writers here in Atlanta.
If you take a ride on the east-west line, you'll see a lot of it on the rooftops of the various factory buildings floating around.
Yeah. We actually did a photo stroll near the Sweetwater Brewery, that whole area down over there. Underneath the 85, the overpasses, there's a lot of graffiti underneath there. I don't recommend going by yourself, but it works quite well within a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting, different side of Atlanta. You know, it's not your typical, you know, city of fountains where you're taking pictures of the fountains. This is showing,
because that stuff's boring, let's be honest.
It all looks the same, you know, a fountain here and a fountain in Chicago, a fountain in New York. It seems to be the same. You know, if you looked at it and you didn't know what it was, it could be any city. But the old buildings in Atlanta, the unique things about Atlanta is kind of what really inspired me to do this type of show.
Well, speaking of graffiti, how many photographs would you say do you have that depict Mr. Fangs?
I do not have any pictures of Mr. Fangs. I know that there are several Atlanta folks.
You personally or in the exhibit?
In the exhibit, there are no Mr. Fangs.
Because Brooke Novak is a participating photographer, yes?
She is.
She has taken a lot of Mr. Fangs photos.
She is a big Mr. Fangs fan.
As are we.
Yes. She did not submit any Mr. Fangs photos, although
no.
Miss Brooke does have, I believe, three photos in this upcoming exhibit. Most of them are very beautiful urban decay type photos.
Yeah.
So buildings that have gone into disarray.
I like those photos.
Yes. She's done some beautiful lighting on it. So I'm very excited to have Brooke in this particular exhibit. She's the pictures that she submitted are just absolutely wonderful.
So about did you choose which pictures to include?
I did.
How many submissions would you say that you got?
Eight. And all eight photographers that submitted all have at least one piece in the
show.
Oh, okay. So it was open. We opened it up. We kind of advertised it as best as I could. You know, Craigslist, Flickr.
Mm-hmm.
We had eight photographers submit, and all eight have at least one photo.
Cool. Well, is this something that you want to do on an annual basis?
If this goes well, absolutely. I think that if... It's a lot of work to begin with,
yeah.
But if I can get this and learn, I would absolutely love to do this again on a more frequent basis than on an annual basis. I think that the urban one, this particular one, I do want to try to do on an annual basis,
mm-hmm.
but there are other things that I'm working on from a thought process to try to get in to do this on a more frequent basis.
So this was your first time doing this, so what have been some of the challenges and things you've had to try to figure out?
The challenges, I mean, there are many. One is, you know, being a new artist and not being known.
Mm-hmm.
Most galleries won't even look at you. Their thought is that they want to make money. Galleries want to make money. And if you're unknown, regardless of how good your work may be, they won't take a chance on you. So you have to look at venues, that either looking at places, galleries that you can rent for an evening or for a week or per month. And try to establish yourself as an artist or as a curator, meaning that, hey, I'm going to bring you photos that are going to sell, that's going to make you money. But you need to really establish yourself before you can start getting into some of the bigger studios
mm-hmm.
and galleries.
Well, how do you think you establish yourself if nobody will take a chance on you to begin with?
I think, as in with most businesses, you really need to take a risk and spend some of your own money
mm-hmm.
to establish yourself. Within this particular instance, I'm personally renting the gallery myself.
Where is it?
It's at Moving Studios Gallery, 1025 Edgewood Avenue, right across
okay.
the street from the Inman Park MARTA station.
Oh, okay.
So it's in Inman Park. It's relatively close to Decatur. But
and transit accessible.
Transit accessible.
Very good.
Yes,
very
it
good.
Is. It's in a very neat part of town, so it's I think it fits very well with the theme. But there are several studios within Atlanta that allow you to rent the studio without any interaction from them in terms of the work that's being submitted.
So that's what you're doing with this one, right?
Yeah, and I'm probably going to do that for the next couple ones as well until I can really get myself established to prove to say, hey, listen, I have X number of shows underneath my belt. You know, we've had
mm-hmm.
this kind of success. These are the kind of artists I'm able to bring in and really build out the portfolio.
So let's do the... We've done the where, when, and how much.
Well, the how much, it's free.
Oh, that's good.
It's free to any.
Oh, that's good.
Well, no, I mean, everybody likes free stuff.
Yeah.
This is an absolutely free event. My absolute goal in the very, very end of this is to walk out of this to really give the artists an opportunity to show off them their work, to show off themselves, to have their friends, their family, and others come in and just really hang out. I don't honestly believe that we're going to make any money out of this. I'd be happy if a piece would sell.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a big boost in the arm for any of the artists in this show. Ultimately, I think the main goal is just to really give the artists, myself, an avenue just to say, hey, listen. You know, friends, family, this is the kind of stuff that I do, and I'm really proud of this stuff. If I can accomplish that at the end of the day, I'd be very, very happy. So it is a free event. it's not anything where I would anticipate that we're going to sell something, but that was never my goal.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice, but
obviously it would be nice.
Yes.
Did you have to do all the stuff like framing the photos and putting all that stuff together and all that grunt work?
Yes, for my own stuff. Each of the artists have to have basically frame ready prints at the show. I am doing some printing for some of the artists. Mm-hmm. I do have the capability to do some high quality, a large format printing that I do all my own stuff on. And then several of the artists have approached me to do some of the printing. And we've also, as a group, some of us have gotten in and bought bulk frames, because mm-hmm. buying them in bulk online is much cheaper than going to a Sam Flax or a Hobby Lobby to buy one-off frames. So trying to save money, you know, in terms of framing, you know, with the anticipation that, you know, it's not that everything's going to sell, so you don't want to produce six photos at $100 a piece, and then it's a lot of LA. So.
I think this is just a really cool idea, because I think the urban photography is just, it's so cool. Like, I don't know, I've started, ever since I moved to Atlanta, I've just started seeing opportunities of things to photograph more and more. Like, the more I started doing it, the more I just started seeing every little thing. I just want to photograph every damn thing, and you see, you know, cool opportunities everywhere. Like, there's just so much weird stuff in Atlanta.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can go everything from Baton Bob to...
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I know that the week of our exhibit is also Pride Week.
Okay.
So there's going to be a ton of photo opportunities mm-hmm. there. There's a lot of influx. The festivals in Atlanta are just amazing in and of themselves. It's just, I've never been in a city that has as many festivals, quality festivals, throughout the year. It's kind of sad that Music Midtown's not coming back, because that was another wonderful festival. So when you look at the opportunities of in and of as a city where people come in, it's great. But then you also look at the cityscape of Atlanta. You go back 10 years and you look at what Midtown was mm-hmm. to what Midtown is today. The skyline has completely changed. I mean, there are so many bigger buildings, newer buildings, fancy buildings. You have the spire, which is, you know, this glass steel thing that just shoots up out of Midtown. It's just amazing.
And the Symphony Hall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you look at Atlantic Station, there's just enormous. And what they've done in Little Five Points, that mm-hmm. little mini city that they built within that area. You know, I remember 10 years ago going down and going to Junkman's Daughter, thinking, wow, this place is a shithole. You know, it's just, wow, it's just a bunch of transients. It just reminded me of San Francisco over down by Haight-Ashbury. Just uh-huh. a bunch of transients sitting around with some unique shops that I'd probably never go in, and they've really transformed it into this mecca.
I think it's awesome
for urban life.
So, would you call it gentrification or urban renewal?
I would call it urban renewal. You don't really see mass quantities of, you know, fair-haired Republicans moving into these areas. I wouldn't call that gentrification. I would call it urban renewal. It's you have now, you know, younger folks that have good incomes mm-hmm. that are realizing that the city life is not necessarily bad. I think you had this period of time where a lot of people were like, need to go to the suburbs because I need to have a better quality of life, realizing that spending 3 hours in the car commuting is not a better quality of life.
No.
That I could achieve the same thing. And having a family in town is not a bad thing. My family's in town. I have, you know, my wife and my kids. And I wouldn't dare go outside the perimeter to live
mm-hmm.
Unless I had a helicopter and I was a billionaire. And
I grew up there and I don't think I could go back.
Yeah. You know, growing up in New Jersey too, I had access to the buses. I could go to New York City for $4. It'd take me 20 minutes to get over the George Washington Bridge, and voila, I was at Grand Central Station. I did that when I was a teen, you know. So it wasn't like, to me, it was just, I enjoyed that life. I love the idea of a city block.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up on the block, being able to play, you know, manhunt, where, you know, a group of kids in the neighborhood say, okay, that block's out of bounds, that block's out of bounds, you need to stay within this square blocks.
You're not referring to the gay porn site Manhunt.
No.
I don't take it.
Absolutely not.
Different type of Manhunt.
No, that was a college thing.
Oh, right. Okay. It's just a phase we all go through.
It was
through.
A phase.
It was a phase. It's over.
I'm not gay. Seriously. No. But... all kidding aside, the whole idea of a city, you know, being stuffed into a subdivision, although I am kind of today, was never my idea of what I thought would be ideal. Mm-hmm. To me, it's, I would have loved to, you know, live in a brownstone, walk out my front door, and just have a city in front of me. I think that is, you know, I think that's where Atlanta's going. You know, it's amazing that it's 2006 and they're finally starting to build sidewalks in this city.
I know. Isn't it amazing? What a concept.
You would never think that sidewalks were a novel concept, but in the South, apparently they are. But people are starting to see the value of those.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and hopefully this exhibit will show people more of the value and quirkiness and uniqueness of city life.
Yeah. If you get a chance to walk around the city, you know, take your camera with you, and don't be afraid. There's nothing in this city to be afraid of. I think mm-hmm. people hear things on the news going, oh my God, you know, MARTA comes up into Gwinnett County, there's going to be more crime. I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
I've walked around this city, you know, with thousands of dollars of camera equipment, and I don't really feel threatened. I think if you use common sense, don't walk around at night, don't act like a tourist, you know, this, just common things. I really don't think that, you know, you have anything to fear. The people in the city are very friendly. You know, the things that do happen, you know, yeah, bad things are going to happen, but it's, I think it is more common for things not to happen. I think when you get downtown and you're taking pictures, people are very approachable. People are very, you know, ask you what you're doing and you explain to them and they're more than happy to stop, take a picture, you know, chat with you, tell you a funny story. Although, you know, the smell of a human with urine on him is really not my ideal conversation for 20 minutes.
Well, fortunately, so, there's no smells in photographs.
There's no smells in photographs. I have smell-o-vision. So I'm going to create the scratch and sniff photo. Yes.
Ooh, I don't know if that'll sell.
Yes. This gentleman here smelled of 14-day-old urine here.
Wow, that's evocative. Well, on that note, I guess just why don't you sum up with all the relevant information about the exhibit so that people can go and check it out.
Absolutely. Saturday, June 24th at 8 p.m. That's when the doors will open. It's free to get in. We're at Moving Studios and Gallery at 1025 Edgewood Avenue in Atlanta. If you want more information, you can go to my website, which is just franklazaro.com. And you can send me an email, or I believe my phone number's up there as well. You can just give me a call. But it's free to get in. And we have 8 wonderful artists. And we'll have light refreshments. And we're still trying to decide on the music. So.
All right. Sounds great.
Excellent. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar that would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.